Trish Springsteen. And Trish always brings little snippets of really fascinating and very interesting and thought-provoking things. And today we're going to be talking about habits. And it's getting a bit of a habit of us, isn't it, Trish, that you come in here every month to talk to our listeners? But it's a good habit, so we're not going to change that one. Trish, tell us a little bit about habits and welcome to this wonderful Thursday.
Thanks, Rosemary.
It's Tuesday. Yeah. Well, there's a habit I must break.
That's okay. Tuesday is fine. Any day.
That, any day is fine.
Any day, anything that ends in D-A-Y is pretty good. And I'm never going to break our habit. I love our habit. It's an awesome habit of meeting up every month. Just a little bit about habits, because I was thinking about it. There's a few things that prompted my thoughts on this. And we really do get into habits of all sorts of things. Some things are good habits. Some things are not so good habits. And then we get this thought that we want to change our habits. And there is a lot of information up there. And Rosemary and I were just speaking before we came on to air about how long does it take to change a habit. Rosemary said 33 days. I've heard it said 21 days, but I've just looked and the latest research is 66 days.
Wow.
Now, I think there's an issue with that myself, because I always, from my opinion, think it's too easy to put a number on this. Oh, right, it's 66 days to change a habit. So it raises a lot of expectation. However, I believe that there's a lot of variables involved in changing a habit. I mean, it depends on what habit are we looking to change. If it's something very little, we probably could do it in 21 days. If it's something really big, that's like a life-changing habit, it may take a lot longer. It could be 66 days or even more. And in addition, it actually depends on the commitment for the person. So if you're really committed to changing a habit, you're going to be mindset-wise really into it, and you're going to be following it and really pushing that. If you're sort of committed, it may take a lot longer. And if it's a habit that you just sort of think, oh, I think I need to do something about this, and you're not wholly committed, well, the chances are that you may not change it at all. So I think, you know, there's a danger in assigning numbers and statistics to things without looking at all the other variables. So if you've got a habit that you want to change or a habit that you really want to get into, I think you need to look at what is it, what do I have to do to change it, and how committed am I? And then the other thing you need to think of, if you have committed to change that habit and a couple of days here and there, you fall back or you drop out of it, don't look at that as a failure. It doesn't matter. If you continue, you're going to get there. What will stop you from getting there is if you just say, oh, I stopped doing that. Okay, I'm going to walk away from it. Obviously, you're not going to change your habit then.
End of story almost, isn't it?
End of story. So I thought some of the habits we might want to think about in this month, because this is October, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And there's a habit I think that we really need as ladies and also as men.
Yes.
Because it affects both. We should get in the habit of checking. We should get in the habit of having a regular checkup. If you're into screening, having screening, whatever it is that you are into, because I know some people don't like screening, although from my perspective, that's something that saved my life, and I had a good outcome from that. But others like to do alternative. Whatever it is, let's get in the habit of making sure that we check our bodies, specifically breast cancer awareness, but check our bodies and our health for everything else. A regular lot of sort of check in with ourselves to think, okay, how's my body doing? What's happening? Am I right with the world? That's a damn good habit to get into. And that also leads me to think about habits of speaking, because of course people know that's my favorite. Get known, be seen, make it easy for people to speak, make it easy for your clients to find you, and that's habits as well. Doing things on social media, doing things and speaking up, all of those are habits, and they're habits that you can change, amend, and do. So my challenge to you people, there's always a challenge, think about what habits that you want. Breast cancer awareness, get into those habits this month. With your personal growth, get into those habits. With your health, get into those habits.
Trish, as always, always leaves us with some, as she said, a challenge, but also leaves us with just some thought-provoking things. And, yep, with summer, well, it's so far. It's here. Let's admit, it's here. Yeah. So, you know, we might just want to get our summer figures or our swimming outfits figures all sorted. There's another little habit. But it's so easy to get a little bit slack during the winter months, isn't it? As all we know. But anyway, nothing wrong with being cuddly. I'm going to leave it at that at this point. Trish, thank you so much for coming in again. Always appreciate your time and effort, Lum. Thank you, Trish.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. I love this habit that we have.